the power of a protest or the power of sitting out will be muddied by coronavirus. If everyone was healthy and safe and ready to go and then you sat out, people are going to view that protest through the lens of racial discussion. If you do it now, there are fears that it would be, oh, they just didn't want to play because of safety reasons. It has nothing. It's not really about the race or how many of them were worried about safety. How many are doing it for this? It's complicated. Sure. George Hill of the Bucks was discussing the current state of race in America during a video conference panel with a number of other athletes, and had a lot to say about this. Talked about how he might have himself become George Floyd if not for his basketball talent, how scared he is for his family. Also talked about, you know, how it's hard to imagine going out there and distracting from this conversation by playing. He knows that this is the most money you're going to get, and this is a way to add to the wealth of Black people in this country. But you also are worried that, you know, you're gonna draw attention away, and everyone's gonna find that basketball is the perfect excuse to stop having these conversations. He said he has a responsibility as a young Black professional athlete to advocate for change and not just suck it up and go out and do what he's paid to. It's complicated, Jordan. It really is. And I think in the end, and this is not my position to speak from, I would lean towards, if you feel safe, returning to play and getting creative about the ways in which you bring attention to this while people are watching, because you have never had a more, you know, an audience with more focus and attention than you would if you returned to action.
Well, I could draw on personal experience with this when I get inside the mind of the players here. As a Black man, as a Black father to a young, not so young, a teenager now, my son, who is obviously Black and 12 years old, turning 13, I split custody with his mother. This is a part of the summer when I have the ability to be around him more so than I ever am because I'm not traveling. And I am so thankful to be around my son during this time when he's watching what's transpiring on television with this movement, with this historical movement going on, and him seeing through his Black perspective, teenage perspective, what's going on, and I can be there to help educate him. I can be there when he has these questions. Please do not downplay this. All those that are looking at it, for these Black athletes who are Black fathers and do have Black children at home and do want to be there for them to educate them on what's going on, please don't swipe that under the rug. That is a decision that these Black athletes are tasked with doing when they say, go play basketball, go be in this bubble, and be away from your young daughter or young son who's trying to navigate through, what am I seeing when I turn on the television? That is a huge decision weighing on these athletes.